The chairmanship of the Group of 77 and China was handed over from Egypt to the State of Palestine in an official ceremony at the United Nations on Tuesday.
"We have full confidence of your ability and that of the Palestinian delegation to undertake the mission of chairing the group successfully."
G77 was founded in 1964 through a, quote, joint declaration of the 77 countries. Today, it's a coalition of 134 developing nations with the goal of enhancing common economic interests. The G77 in China, as it is called, is the largest bloc of UN member states. Addressing the UN ceremony was Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. He touched on pressing issues such as climate change and ending child labor. He also noted that the G77's ongoing battle against foreign occupation must also include the issue of Palestine.
"Palestine cannot be an exception. We also suffer under the yoke of foreign occupation."
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he looked forward to the G77's contributions to the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals with the State of Palestine at the helm of the organization.
"I look forward to continuing to work closely with the G77 and China in 2019 under the historic leadership of the State of Palestine. Palestine and its citizens have first-hand experience of some of the most challenging and dramatic global issues we face. You are well placed to take up the chairmanship of this important group of countries."
Palestine, member observer state at the UN since November 2012, won the presidency of G77 in a vote last October, with 146 votes in favor, 3 votes against, from the United States, Israel, and Australia, and 15 abstentions. The Palestinian leadership of the G77 is not only an important historical event, it's also seen as a political achievement, since the Palestinians joined the UN as an observer state in 2012. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.